KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture, and this is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, I'm back in the studio this week, finally been released from weeks upon weeks of the Television Critics Association press tour in Pasadena. But there are a lot of streaming stories that both came out of the TCA press tour and also just news in general. So let me kick it off with Netflix. So when it comes to ratings, a lot of people have held Netflix ratings with some suspicion, and it's pretty warranted because information from them is very spotty, and when it does come out, it's very self-selective. No way to verify this information. So slowly, Netflix has been releasing a little more info. Originally, they considered View as watching at least 70% of a movie or TV episode, but now they've flipped it. They've got this brand new metric, and now they're saying a View counts as just 2 minutes of watching anything. 2 minutes. That's it. So, Joe, why did they make this change?
You know, Mike, I don't know why Netflix makes the changes it makes or what data it puts out and why. I would say this. I think with looking at these quote unquote numbers, the real thing is A, let's not call them ratings. And B, let's realize that Netflix is doing this mostly for promotional reasons. They have said, Ted Sarandis, the head of content at Netflix, has said that people like to watch what other people are watching. You know, Netflix tries to find different ways for audiences to engage with their content. They say, hey, this is new, or this is because you might have watched this. Well, they've said recently that they think one thing that drives people to discover new content is, this is what my neighbors are watching. This is what my friends are watching. So it's popularity. And these numbers are meant to sort of give people the sense that, hey, this is what's hot on Netflix, so maybe I should check it out too. And they've changed it to this data, which is spurious in terms of actual viewership, because it says this is what's sort of breaking through. This is what people are sampling. The BBC does it with their iPlayer. YouTube, you know, does trending videos based upon 30-second views. They're basically saying this is what's breaking through the clutter. They're not saying, and if you read closely what Netflix says in its quarterly reports and other statements, they're not trying to say these are the viewership numbers. They're not trying to say this is the total audience, which is what Nielsen measures for the most part. They're saying this is what's being sampled out there. And I think it's fine as it goes, but I think for people like us in the media, we just need to take it with a grain of salt and sort of be very careful how we choose to use this data.
I like spurious. I'm going to start using that, Joe. But I think it is true because ultimately for these subscription services in particular, it's less about who's watching a specific show. And it is more about subscriber numbers in general. It's about whether or not there's churn or if people are re-upping and still spending their $10 a month for these services. And that's why last week Netflix was touting this 20% subscriber growth number. But far and away, most of that number is coming from international viewers. So more than 8 million new subscribers abroad were added to the mix. But only 420,000 new subscribers in the U.S., which is bringing now the other question of, are things slowing down for Netflix, at least domestically, as more people are starting to subscribe to other services as they come online, such as Disney Plus and the soon-to-be-launched HBO Max, Peacock, etc.
I think that, you know, talking about there's a connection here between why you said, why is Netflix putting out these numbers? I think partially it's like you said, it's this competition. You know, I don't think that the reason the numbers are, there's domestic subscribers are growing is because of this competition, because a lot of that competition is barely online yet. But what is happening is that there's more things for people to watch, right? There's more clutter for everything to break through, including Netflix show. Netflix has to try even harder to get people to notice it because there's so many more options, so much more original content elsewhere, and so much new content on Netflix. So I think that these numbers are in part sort of a way to help break through that clutter. It's sort of like, hey, look, this is what's popular, and that's part of it.
Yeah, I think other services out there are also sort of taking a page from Netflix. CBS All Access, for example, just came out with new stats where they said that the premiere of Star Trek Picard, which was, you know, eagerly awaited by Trekkers everywhere, did the best ever premiere numbers without specifically saying what that number is, and that it drove more signups. The Grammys apparently did as well. So again, they're claiming a lot of new signups. They're claiming a lot of new viewership without actually giving us specific data.
I think that's what we're coming around to, that these numbers that are being put out there, they're for promotion, you know, and they're not the only ones doing it. Comedy Central just put out some numbers claiming some wild total audience for its new Awkwafina show, Nora from Queens, that, you know, hides the fact that only about 400,000 people watched it when it was on the air, but then counted YouTube views. So That's the thing. The reason we're hearing so many numbers out there is because everyone wants to give the illusion of success.
And that's why there's opportunity for millions of people to download Screen Grab Podcast. So let's remind people of that as well, Joe.
We are the number one podcast starring Mike Schneider and Joe Adalian.
There you go. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.